service you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text RULE to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 42424. That's RULE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text RULE to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 42424. That's RULE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And this reminder, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yelba Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you from Bomber Gymnasium here at Mountain Home High School Career Academies. Corey Creighton, our producer, back at the studio. Mountain Home's girls getting ready to play Greenbrier. Again, the ones to watch out for in this Greenbrier team are Destry and Jade Steele. They're both getting some interest from a few colleges. Jade Steele had 25 points the other night against Russellville.
Yeah, they're good. They're scrappy. Like I said, I remember watching them last year and how they played. And Mountain Home needs to get off to a quick start, and let's let Greenbrier understand who we are and know that we're going to have this game in control.
Opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass. Anna McCarn won the tip over Rihanna Doris, and Mount Home is going to start with the ball as they move right to left in this first half. Greenbrier in a man-man as Moore has it on the left side. Layup. She gets there to Yonker. She's going to pull up for the three. Good, and Lady Bombers just strike first, not even 15 seconds into it.
That's what we want. That was set up to do a backdoor pick, and they ran off of Jayla, and she just took the shot.
Jade Steele met by a double team, but she's able to hand it off. Ball goes up top to James. She dribbles to the free throw line. Walk. Over to Steele on the right side. Jade Steele, that is. She dribbles down to the low block. She's going in for the layup. Misses everything, and McCarn gets the rebound from Mountain Home.
Man, how about Anna McCarn and the presence she's made for this Lady Bombers team these last few games?
Oh, no question about it. Yonkers with it on the left side. She's called for the travel.
Same thing happened down on this end down here, and we didn't get the call.
We're 44 seconds into this contest. Mountain Home with an early 3-0 lead. Inbound pass triggered by Jade Steele into Allie James. She's met by a double team in the front court. She'll give it back to Jade Steele. She dribbles to the low block. And her pass is knocked away and stolen by Lakin Moore. Moore back the other way. Almost had the ball knocked away from her, but she's able to control it and go in for the layup. Good.
Knocked the ball right in front of her, and Lakin did a good job staying with it and was able to get a layup.
Inbound pass goes to Jade Steele. She's met by a double team in the backcourt. She will throw it to Destry Steele, who can't handle the pass. It's going to go out of bounds on the far sideline, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball on the turnover.
Yeah, that's what we got to do right there is just keep good pressure on them. Right now, Greenbrier has not had an answer for the pressure the Lady Bombers are putting on them.
5-0 Mount Holmes on top, 6:44 left in the first quarter. Husky walks the ball into the front court. Gives it to Moore on the right side. over to Husky on the left. Now she's going to dribble to the low block, going in for the layup. It won't go, but she draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 6:34 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, good job, Parker. They overplayed her on that. It's a nice little set offense. Mountain Home went too high at the free throw line. Looked for the backdoor cut. They got a flare screen on Parker. The three looked like it was there, but Parker did a good job taking the ball to the hole.
That's Rihanna Doris' first personal foul. Team foul number one against Greenbrier here in the first quarter. First free throw for Husky won't go. Has one more to shoot. Second shot is up. Good. She gets one of two. Her first point of the night. 6-0. Lady Bombers on top. Inbound pass goes to Jade Steele. Trying to avoid a double team. She'll give it to James. Back to Jade Steele. She's into the front court. Throws it to Doris on inside the paint. Throws it down in the right corner to Wharton. Now to Jade Steele. Her three-pointer won't go. Destry Steele almost had the rebound, but Husky just takes away from her.
Yeah, good job, Parker. Parker didn't really have good position, but just wanted that ball more than Steele.
Here is Yonkers with it. She's going to drill to the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. Good.
Sure. Jayla is about as pure a scorer as you will see in girls basketball. She is slithery around the rim, and she can hit that little mid-range jumper, and she's just a great basketball player.
She's got five on the night. 8-0 Mountain Home up. Here's Jade Steele back the other way with it. Gives it to James. James dribbles up to the top. She's going to go down to the low block now. Now gives it up top to Wharton. Her three-pointer is up. No good. And the rebound is being fought for. It will be Rihanna Doris already with two fouls.
Good rebound there by Anna McCarn. I'm telling you, she's been playing tough and strong. She takes some hard falls, but she is in the middle of everything.
Olivia Hart's going to check in for Greenbrier as
nobody's going to come out.
Okay,
fine. They got six on the floor.
Yeah, finally, Doris does sit down again. She just picked up her second foul, second team foul against Greenbrier here in the second in the first quarter as well. Here is Husky with it. Throws it down to McCarn on the low block. She's going to put up the shot over her defender. Won't go. And the rebound is chased down by Destry Steele. She's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Good, and Greenbrier's on the board.
And Mountain Home got a good shot right there. Anna on the block and has the mismatch and advantage and just didn't get the shot to fall. We got our hands on the offensive rebound, unable to come away with it.
Moore with it, gives it to Husky on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three, no good. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Husky. She'll give it back out to Moore. Mountain Home get a fresh 35.
Once again, just hustling out and out wanting the ball.
Ball goes down to Yonkers on the low block. She puts up the turnaround jumper. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with less than 5 minutes left in the first quarter.
Jayla has that look in her eyes like she might go off for 20-plus tonight. She's got a scoring eye, and she is looking to score.
Haley Wharton picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three, against Greenbrier here in the first quarter. First free throw for Yonkers is up and in. 4:57 left in this period as Yonkers has one more to shoot. The second one won't go. Gets her own rebound, though. Goes in for a layup. No good. May have been partially blocked. And the rebound comes to Greenbrier. 9-2, the Bombers up. Here is Jade Steele into the front court. Has on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Moore. Back comes Mountain Home with it.
Good defense by Witten. She stayed down on Steele and didn't fall for the pump fake. And nice contest.
Moore goes in for the leaner. Good. And Greenbrier is going to call timeout. Lake and Moore with four on the night. We'll break with 4:34 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Greenbrier 11-2. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Well, Greenwood calling the timeout with 4:34 left in the first quarter after Mount Home goes off to a good start, 11-2 our score.
And Matt, we were talking about in this gym, we've had some great starts against our opponents, and 30-3 against Siloam in the first quarter, 8-0 against Harrison, and 11-2 right now in this one.
Yep. Here is Jade Steele giving it to Hart. Hart dribbles to the top, goes over to the right side now, gives there to Destry Steele, over to Jade Steele on the left side. She dribbles to the low block, goes in for the layup, good.
Yeah, nice take. Good body control.
Her first 2 points of the night. 11-4, Mountain Home up. 4:06 left in the opening period. Moore has it up top. Dribbles toward the left side. And a charge is going to be called against Lakin Moore. That is her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the first quarter. 4:02 left in the opening quarter as Greenbrier gets the ball back, trailing by seven. Inbound pass goes to Jade Steele. She'll get it across the timeline. Trying to avoid a double team. Tries to throw it to Wharton. She is able to corral it. Throws it out to Destry Steele on the left side. Her three-pointer won't go, and the rebound's controlled by McCarn. Mount Holmes going to turn right back over as the pass was a little wide of Husky, and it goes out of bounds on the far sideline.
Yeah, Anna Arula, she got that defense. Everybody was going back. She tried to throw that outlet pass, and just a little bit too much on it out of the reach of Parker.
It will be James inbound the ball on the far sideline. She gets into Jade Steele. Back to James. Back to Jade Steele up top. She dribbles toward the left side. Now goes back up top. Over to the right now. Tries to throw it to a cutting James, but pass a little wide of her, and Coleman comes up with the steal. Tries to throw it to Yonkers, and pass wasn't in her reach. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Matt Greenberg getting the ball back.
So right there, Anna McCarm was running down the left side, and so was Jayla. The ball went up. Anna thought it was to Jayla. Jayla thought it was to Anna. So it went right in between them. Both of them were open.
Yep. Here's James with it. Gives it to Destry Steele. Into the front court she goes. Met by a double team. And Greenbrier's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 3:18 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Greenbrier 11-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one, plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200-plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
I'm glad you're not listening to what we're saying during the break sometimes. Greenbrier with the ball as Mountain Home's up 11-4. Here is Destry Steele putting up the three on the left side. No good. The rebound's controlled by McCarn. She'll throw it out to Moore, who's quickly into the front court. And she will give it to Coleman in the left corner. She drove toward the basket, but tried to throw it back out to Moore, and ball goes out of bounds, and Mountain's going to turn it over with 2:58 left to play in the first quarter. Libby Foster, Sarah Williams, and Bailey Redberg all coming in for Mountain Home, replacing Lakin Moore, Whitten Coleman, and Anna McCarn.
See if these girls can kind of bring a little energy right here.
Also, Abby Bangs just checked in for Greenbrier as well. Here is Jade Steele with it. She dribbles to the low block, puts up the turnaround jumper, and goes in.
Pass about Jade Steele.
4 points on the night for Jade Steele. 11-6. Mount Home up. Back comes Yonkers with it, and she's going to be called for the travel.
That's already six turnovers in this first quarter. You know, you come off a big win, and you're looking a little sloppy. Mountain Home needs to settle in a little bit, make sure we're getting shots on the board.
Yeah, I understand them wanting to run, but, you know, they got to, you know, just make a little, you know, smart decisions at the moment. Here is James across the timeline for the Lady Panthers. Has the ball knocked away. Good job by Yonkers. It will go out of bounds, and Greenbrier will inbound it with 2:27 left in the first quarter. Bangs will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. She'll give it into James. James takes the screen, dribbles through the low block. Looking to put up the layup, hits the bottom of the backboard, but Destry Steele was there to get the rebound. Throws it out to Jade Steele. Her three-pointer wouldn't go. Another offensive rebound for Destry Steele. She'll throw it out to Bangs. Her three-pointer won't go. And Jade Steele almost had another offensive rebound, but it goes out of bounds, and Mount Home will get it back.
Yeah, on this end of the board right now, the Greenbrier is just wanting the ball more. That's three offensive rebounds almost in that one possession.
Well, we talked about the Steel Twins being scrappy. That's a good example of it. Here's Husky with it. Gives it to Yonkers. Up top to Rittenberg. Rittenberg dribbles to the right elbow. Out to Williams on the wing. Now she'll give it to Yonkers. Yonkers will dribble to the left side. Gives it there to Husky. Husky goes up top. Gives it to Rittenberg. Rittenberg dribbles to the lane. Going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, she's slithery. Bailey can score in the paint. When she gets a really aggressive defense on her, she does a really good job closing that corner, getting around it, and getting to the rim.
Here is Bangs with it. Mount Home up 13-6. Ball goes over on the left side to Wharton. She's going to pull up for the three. Misses everything. James gets offensive rebound. She'll go back up with the jumper off the glass and in.
Yeah, there's another offensive rebound.
Yep. Allie James with her first 2 points of the night. Here's Rittenberg with it back the other way. She's going to dribble into the lane.
Good
gives
pass.
It to Livy Fosters for the layup. Good.
Good job, Bailey, taking the ball and forcing the issue in the paint. She scored the last time. This time, nice little dump pass down to Livy.
15-8, Mountain Home up with 1:03 left to play in the first quarter. Jade Steele across the timeline. Goes over to the right side, gives it there to Wharton. Wharton will dribble up to the top. Now goes over to the left side, gives it there to James. James will dribble to the free throw line, goes into the lane. Throws it out to Bangs. Her three-pointer is up and in. Abby Bangs with her first 3 points of the night.
Yeah, Coach Leonard's not happy with the defensive effort right now from the Lady Bombers.
15-11. Back the other way. Yonkers tries to answer with three of her own and gets it.
I told you she had that look in her eyes tonight. And she is just – the bucket looks really big for Jayla.
She's got nine. 18-11, Mountain Home up. 26 seconds left in the first quarter. Shot clock is off. Jade Steele into the front court, gives it to James on the left side. She's going down for another layup, and she'll be called for the charge.
Good job, Sarah Williams, right there, stepping in, saw that coming, stepped over with great help defense, took the player control foul.
Allie James picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four against Greenbrier here in the first quarter. Anna McCarn, Wynton Coleman, and Lakin Moore coming back in from Mount Tom, replacing Livy Fossus, Parker Husky, and Jayla Yonkers. And also... Maddie Beach coming in for Greenbrier as well. Here is Moore with it. Lost her footing but kept her dribble. Had the ball knocked away but gets it back. 7 seconds left. Moore will give it out to Williams. Over to Coleman on the left side. She's going to dribble into the lane. They're not going to get the shot off, and much to the dismay of Del Leonard.
Yeah, he's not happy about that. Got to know clock and time at all, or time and score at all times.
So we've played 8 minutes. Our score at the end of the first quarter. Mountain Home leading Greenbrier 18-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it.